from abdominal surgery and isn't expected to return to public duties until after Easter. We're told His Majesty's undergoing a corrective procedure. Our royal correspondent Laura Bondoc says we found out about it last week.
It was his decision to go public with his diagnosis. He was keen to share this information to encourage other men to get themselves checked as well. So it's not very common that we get details of royal health conditions, certainly before anything takes place. But in this case, the King made an exception.
A witness to the execution of the first prisoner in the US using a method which involves nitrogen gas says he saw minutes of someone struggling for their life. Convicted murderer Kenneth Smith was told by Alabama state officials he'd pass out in seconds, but the whole procedure took 22 minutes, and those watching said he seemed alert for a third of that. The International Court of Justice will later rule on South Africa's case of genocide brought against Israel over its fighting in Gaza. Meanwhile, the Israeli military says it's carrying out precise operations in Khan Yunis. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has lost a semi-final in the Australian Open for the first time ever. Italian Jannik Sinner beat him, ending the Serbian 53-match winning streak. In football, Calvin Phillips has completed a loan move to West Ham from Manchester City until the end of the season. He struggled for game time under Pep Guardiola, but the City manager says there's always a chance for that could change when he returns.
In this type of persons and how he helped us in every training session, and the minutes he played and always how he's in love with that, always I feel what I could do more. So hopefully he can find the moment to play regularly, and of course, why not?
And finally, WH Smith says it's on track to open 110 new shops this year. The company says it's thanks to strong sales at airports and train stations. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now it's certainly looking a lot better out there weather-wise today. A lovely sunshine, so enjoy it. It's going to be with us all day, and blue skies, 12 degrees, sunny with a moderate breeze, going down to about minus one overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again. I was singing to Salt and Pepper as I was standing in the kitchen making my coffee. Let's talk about sex, maybe. Let's talk about you and me. Yeah, I wasn't obviously, you know, doing much else. I did actually stop to get some biscuits this morning. I don't normally have biscuits, but I fancied some biscuits, so I've got some digestives with dark chocolate this morning. Yeah, I won't be leaving them in the kitchen. I'm not Andy Gilson, who's very generous. Andy comes in with lots of chocolates and biscuits and all sorts of things. He's very, if you're listening out there, Andy, we do love you, but I won't be leaving my biscuits. I made that mistake once of leaving some sweets. They were actually for everybody here, and I think it was one of the work experience, so I left them on the desk on a Monday. I don't know, it could have been a Monday, Tuesday. I don't want to name any presenters, but when I came in the next day, there was just like paper. There was about 40 sweets in there, which is fine, because you can't scoff them all yourself anyway. And it's a bit naughty. It's just really, if you've got chocolate around, I find if I've got chocolate around, so actually I can leave chocolate alone. I can be quite good to leave chocolate alone, honestly. Honestly, I can. I've got me lovely coffee. Have a little sip of that. Now we've got some great music coming up today. Another first play on the show. I don't know whether Stephen Duke will be listening in. He might be, but it's something a little bit different. We're going to play again, so we like to cover all the bases here on Phoenix FM. So we've got Nomad, a track by them called Presence, and also Church Trees, Neil March, The Music of Sound, The Mighty Small Beat Bakery, and Holly Berry and the JoJo Man Band. That's all new music. We got a couple of exclusives yesterday with Neil March and The Music of Sound and Beat Bakery and Holly Berry. Really good tracks they are too. So that's all coming up on the show. Plus, I've got my guest coming up at 11:30. Really looking forward to talking to Toyin Akanuga. She founded Raw Through Art, CIC, which is launched last year in London, and she's also the author of the book called Rush to Raw. And we'll be finding finding out about that organisation, which kicked off last year, had launched last year in Basildon. We'll find out all about it. But it is about helping young people and women overcome childhood trauma. So it's going to be very interesting to have a chat with her a little bit later. Plus, we've got loads of music, and I'll be looking at some fun news stories on Friday to keep us nice and jolly for the weekend. The question for today... it's just a general question to my people on Facebook and on Instagram, if you follow me, and you can do it, Eat My Brunch, on both. It is, when was the last time you actually purchased music? When was the last time you purchased music? For me, it was this week, and then a couple of weeks previous to that, I bought an EP of somebody, Jojo Man Band, in fact. And even though I haven't got a CD player, I buy a CD now and again to support an artist. I can't always afford to, it depends really, I can't always afford to do it, and I also get sent quite a lot of music as well. But if I really like the music, and in fact that's not fair, because even if I do like the music, I can't buy every single thing. I just can't, I wouldn't be able to afford to do it. But I don't tend to listen to too much music. I'm, you know, on, I've got all the, you know, Amazon, and I think I've got Apple Music. I don't use Spotify. Maybe I should, but I don't. I use it for my own music, is on there, but I don't actually play from Spotify. But I do play from Apple, so I suppose that's just as bad, really, isn't it? I suppose it's just as bad. The reason why I say it is because if you're an undiscovered artist, it's very difficult to get onto playlists and also to get people to listen to your music, really. It's hard. It's a very hard slog. And you have to keep going every day, post every day, do stuff every day, put stuff up. And it doesn't matter if your mates come up to you and you say, why do you keep posting that stuff about your music? God, you're really getting on my nerves. You go, good. Because that's the point, yeah? Because somebody will see something that you put out that hasn't seen it before. It's, yeah, you have to keep pushing. Oh, I do love a coffee in the morning. What was I doing yesterday? Oh, yes, I had a nice little chat. Mrs. F popped over for a cup of coffee. That was a nice little chat. She had a cup of coffee, I had a glass of red wine, and very nice that was too. And I can't remember what else I did yesterday. I don't know, it's a bit of a whirl. Maybe it was a red wine, I can't remember. So let's go. What else did you do? I don't know, I was on the sofa, I can't remember. Let's kick off with a bit of music for keeping you lively on a Friday. Lively on a Friday. Don't forget, if you want to get in contact with me, Eat My Brunch on Facebook or Instagram, and you can also find me at Michelle Ward Music on TikTok. I love getting your messages in, so send us a message any way you can, and you can also send me a voice note, because I love playing those. Been very quiet on the voice notes recently. What's wrong with you all? Make sure you start sending voice notes. I love them.
Me or I go Houdini, I come and I go, prove you got the right to Then you pull back when I try to make plans more than 2 hours in advance. I slam the door.
Good life. Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Walk through the door.
That is such a beautiful song. We've been playing Bieber Doobie on this station. I know that Paul has for years and years, and that's then with Laffrey with At Night to Remember. A nice jazzy, relaxing tune. Do you know what today makes me feel like? Feels like you could be going on holiday somewhere. I know it might be a bit early in the year, although some people do go away at this time of year, but it is... you need to go away this time of year. If you can afford it, book it and go. But it's lovely to have a bit of sunshine. If you're listening out there and you're on a cruise ship, I know who you are. You probably will be listening to the show. I hope you're having a nice time. I was watching two guys that I follow on YouTube who do the cruise liners. And basically they go around, go everywhere. And they've stayed at this wonderful luxury. How they got it for the price. It should have been, listen to this, the suite they stayed in with a private balcony. And I mean a massive bit, like an outside, massive space outside. Like massive. Should have been £21,000 each. Hello? Yes. Three-bedroom place. I think they got it for £1,200 each because it was at Christmas and it wasn't selling. So they got it for, so there was four of them, £1,200 each and two children. Can you believe that? Should have been 21,000. I think maybe not 21,000 each. They had their own butler as well. Can you imagine? I just love it. I just think, I'm just going to try and see if they're ever so funny. I mean, I think they've got millions and millions of views now, and I can't think of what the guys' names are that do the cruise ships. But I will find them. Oh, I can find them. Here they are. Cruise with Ben and David. They are hilarious. They are hilarious. How many followers have they got, does it say? 226,000 subscribers. So no wonder they can go all these lovely holidays. They are hilarious. They really are. And I love watching some of their videos. Are you ever interested in going on cruise ships? Have a look at their videos because they are really good and informative. And, yeah, they seem to have the best time. But this one, the biggest cruise ship suite in the world, and it's on a boat called the Norwegian... I can't remember what the rest of it is. Norwegian something. But it just looked incredible. With their own waiter, can you imagine? They just said everyone was so friendly. But they booked it. They didn't get it because they who they are. They actually booked it online. So they managed to get it. But I always find these things confusing. You can always get in contact with Not Just Travel, who are based in Brentwood, one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM. So if you ever look at it, cruises, because I've tried to look and you get so confused, but you can give it to Not Just Travel. I mean, any travel arrangements, actually, whatever you want to do to get the cheapest flights, somewhere to stay in the UK, abroad or whatever. They've been in the studio. They'll be coming back again soon. Get somebody else to do it. Get somebody who knows what they're doing, because I've got no idea whatsoever. I definitely do want to do this year a mini cruise if I can, like you can do like a taster cruise. My sister said try that first. That's like 4 days, so I wouldn't mind trying that and just seeing what it's like. As it's Friday, oh yeah, come on, let's get in that Friday mood. I'm waving my arms in the air like I just don't care, thinking about cruising. Oh. I might set up a channel called Cruise Michelle Cruises. Maybe that, no, it doesn't sound right.
Friday night and the lights I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
Dragons with a pleasure.
Oh, look at this. This says here, common makeup errors could be adding years to your face. I've got years on my face. What do you want me to do? Do you know what? I've actually stopped wearing mascara. I need to put some on before my guest gets here. Not that it's going to make a huge amount of difference, but yeah, I don't know why. I get up in the morning, I put my foundation on, and then I put on too much blusher so I look like Coco the Clown. Then I put on bright red lipstick and I don't wear any makeup on my eyes. I don't know what's happened to me lately. My mum would be very disappointed. Very disappointed.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Yeah, she'd tell me to buck my ideas up. Let's have a look at the traffic and travel for you onto the roads. Now, you've got temporary traffic signals due to telecoms work on Noak Hill Road, both ways at the Mount. Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run and coming back through the Dartford Tunnel. Along the A1023, a little bit busy along the High Street coming up to Wilson's Corner in all directions. Road closed due to water main work on Copperfield Garden, both ways from Geary Drive to Sycamore Drive. Heading down the A128, that looks like it's running okay at the moment. And then you've got a little bit of traffic if you're heading up on the A12 just past Ingatestone. And then after that, it's clear. And you've also got the roadworks 40 mile an hour speed limit between junction 13 and 16 in both directions. And remember, there are some nighttime closures as well. You'll get more traffic and travel coming up in an hour. Loving this song at the moment. Hopefully you're going to be guests on the show. It's Carla Sabril and Amelia Rose with Distance.
Cause I caught you, mate. I know every time something happens in the sky. We back tonight. Cause I caught you, mate. I know every lie. I've been on this path to you. Don't know how it falls. Yeah.
is the brand new one from the Music of Sound. This is called Amandi. Anandi. Composed by Neil March and Florrie Namir on piano vocals, Elena on flute, and Neil on synthesizer and programming.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across and into Greater London or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
Oh. Why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, it's got common makeup error, could be adding years to your face. What is it? What is the common makeup error? I'm looking through, I can't find it in the article. Less is more is the motto when it comes to foundation and concealer under the eyes. Well, we all know that. Serum-based products are best to opt for. Primer is a step you certainly don't want to skip. I never wear a primer, well, I very rarely do. Silicone primers can do wonders for filling in heavy textured lines. Oh, well, I haven't got any. I've got me. No. If you're an eyeliner fan, as you age, you may want to opt for pencil products rather than gel. It's more subtle. Yeah, I do need. I mean, I haven't got any on at the moment, but I'd normally, if I put a little bit of eyeliner on the top of my eyes, that always kind of makes you look a little bit more youthful. I haven't done it today. I put a bit of mascara, though. I don't know what it is with me, mate. I love makeup. Do you know what? I love makeup, and I buy a lot of makeup. I love it. I love the packaging. I buy nice quality makeup. I go and I watch all the makeup vlog. I love it. But I don't tend to wear it. I tend to put it in like I've got like this little makeup bag case, which is very nice, actually, in silver. Not real silver. It'd be very heavy and stupid. But anyway, it's a silver colour. But I put the makeup in there, and then I look at it and go, oh, that's lovely. I don't want to use that. I've got to save it for a special occasion. In fact, I've got some makeup that now has probably gone out of date because special occasion never came and I didn't want to waste it. So I just, and it's in lovely packaging. There's something about makeup. I really do love makeup, and I buy lots and lots of lipsticks. But I just love makeup. I love the packaging, all the nice colours and the textures. Yeah, I do. I am a bit of a makeup fiend. Here's Jennifer Lopez. Can't get enough.
You got my engine running. You got the keys to turn me on and on. Weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Been a hell of a week, but we made it. Yeah, we made it. Hear the bar shutting down, but we're staying. Yeah, we're staying. Only got so long till the morning comes, and life is too short to be wasted.
So light me up, twist me something good, make it strong enough, last long enough before the night is up. Just give me something good.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix.